Welcome to Hashtag Love Yourself. I'm your host, Jessie Jobson, and I'm going to guide you on your personal journey towards self-love. Hi, my beautiful souls. Welcome back to Hashtag Love Yourself. On today's episode, we are going to talk about insecurities and how you can handle insecurities when you're truly doing the work to love yourself. All right. Before we jump into the episode, let's go ahead and thank today's sponsor. Today's sponsor is Loveworkers LLC, which is the company that I run. Loveworkers LLC is a company that promotes mental, spiritual, and emotional well-being on all levels of the aspects of you and who you are and how you show up in this world. And I do live classes in the community for spiritual health, if that's something that you're interested in, if you're a local. And you can also follow me on all of my platforms. So definitely check out the link in the description if that's something you're interested in. All right, well, let's jump back into the episode. All right, so let's talk about insecurities, because when you're truly loving yourself and you're doing the work to love yourself, insecurities are something that you spend time on, right? Your insecurities are things that you know about yourself and you work on them. You help heal them. You help grow from your insecurities, right? And insecurities are stuff that, or things that every single person on this planet has. There's not one person on this planet that is not insecure in some place or in some form in their life, right? Healthy people are still insecure, but it's just the way that they react to their insecurities that is the difference between a healthy person that loves themselves and an unhealthy person that isn't loving themselves, right? So first, let's start out with talking about the definition, because you know how I love to bring up the definition so we can really just define. So insecurity is an uncertainty or anxiety about oneself or a lack of confidence, okay? And obviously we all know what insecurities are, but I always love to go over the definition because it's sometimes eye-opening when you read that or when you understand the truth of the definition. It can really hone things in for you. And so since we all have insecurities, right, I think it comes along with being human. Just like our perception of the world is so unique, right, our insecurities are just as unique and individualized as we are ourselves. And so there's no one else in the world like you, right? There's no one that sees the world the way that you do, that experiences life the way that you do, or that shows up in the world the way that you do. So you are, like, I love to like use that analogy of we're all snowflakes, right? We're just these beautiful individualized pieces of energy that cannot be created equal with anybody else in this world. You are the only version of you, right? And with that, your insecurities are unique. And so there are a lot of really common insecurities, and we'll go over those in this episode today. But everybody's going to have their own perception of the world, and you're going to have your own insecurities from experiencing the world from your very own perspective and your own vantage point of how you live your life, right? Because no one else does that like you. And so since every one of us has insecurities, right, this proves that conditions don't eliminate insecurities. So it's not like if you get all the way pretty or, you know, handsome, that your insecurities go away, right? We find that pretty people have insecurities about their looks. And we find that rich people have insecurities about their income, and tall people have insecurities about their height. And so this proves that it's like the preferable conditions, that the grass is always greener on the other side type thing, right, isn't really what eliminates our insecurities, because we all have them. Since we all have the insecurities, we all have to learn how to deal with them. And it's not just people who lack things that feel insecure. Like I said, we are all feeling insecure about something in our lives. And so we have to, as people that want to be healthy and that want to thrive and that love ourselves, we have to learn how to deal with our insecurities in a healthy way, right? And so how do we do that? How do we love ourselves and experience an insecurity? Like when we're going through life and we come up upon an insecurity, how do we know, right? Especially if you haven't had good examples throughout your lifetime, if you didn't have good examples of people dealing with their own personal insecurities, because a lot of the times people are trying to hide their insecurities and they're not having conversations or being public about the things that they're stressed and insecure and have lack of confidence in, because we want to hide that from the world. We want to have this perception of us that is the best version of us out there for everyone else to see. We don't want them to see, you know, like the vulnerable aspects of us, but I am going to be here to be different, right? Because I think that that's how we heal together, right? That's how we, if we all just pretend like we don't have insecurities, then no one learns like the best route. You know, maybe someone has a really good trick that they use. And I have kind of stumbled upon some really good tools to help me heal through my insecurities. And I want to share that with you. So I'm going to share that with you. And so, like I said, we don't have many examples of this in our world because everybody's running around hiding their insecurities. And so that is one of the reasons why people grow up and they grow into adulthood and we don't have that tool, right? We don't have that tool. We have to stumble and try to like figure out how to deal with our insecurities. And sometimes we end up finding things easily and getting really good at it early on in life. And then sometimes we don't, and we end up allowing our insecurities to plague us and change the course of our lives. And that is not the healthiest way, and that's not a happy way to live. And so let's go ahead and find some ways that really work. And like I said, since we're so unique and our insecurities are going to be so unique, the way and the route to that is also going to be unique. What I can do for you today is I can share what has been working for me and see if any of that works for you. You can apply that in your life and take it on yourself and see if it really does the trick for you. If not, definitely, hopefully this podcast will inspire you to go out there and look for other routes, right? If I don't have the answer for you. But just knowing that the first step is really acknowledging your insecurities themselves. So let's go ahead and talk about how we do that. So first, before I jump into like the steps that I kind of have like formulated for myself, I want to give you my little personal story of how this even came about to be a podcast episode. So the other day I was just living life like normal, right? And I've been on my self-love journey for about, I was like looking back and I was thinking of how long it's been, and it's been close to 8 years. So around 7 to 8 years, somewhere in there, right? And so I do a lot of things now in my life that I used to never do. And so I spent 1/3 of my life really unhealthy, right? And having a lot of insecurities. And I don't really have a lot of room for that energetically anymore in my life because I have eliminated unhealthy beliefs and unhealthy ways of thinking. And I have done a lot of work to set up my life where I infuse myself with love on a regular basis. So I don't deal with insecurities to the level that I used to. But one day, you know, I was like, just living life, right? I put my kids to bed. I did my bedtime ritual. I wrote my gratitude list. Then I lay down. I go to sleep. My alarm goes off in the morning. I wake up and bam, all of a sudden, I'm not joking you, it felt like a ton of bricks just hit me in the face with insecurity like that. It was like startling almost, because like I said, I've been doing a lot of self-love and healing work. And so I'm not used to being in that negative space, that negative insecurities, you know, energy anymore. But one morning I just woke up and there it was. And I looked in the mirror and I felt this nasty, like self-loathing feeling of disgust for my physical form, right? And it was really like It was like in the moment, it was so stressful and it was so, I felt so insecure, right? Just about my looks and my beauty and my body image. And it felt like it just came out of left field. It was like as if I had gone backwards for 6 to 7 years in time, right? And to the time when I wasn't loving myself, like that's how strong it was. And it was interesting. And so, but it was a blessing in disguise. And it was a really, you know, I'm so thankful it happened. And the reason why is because then I kicked into my self-love tools, right? I kicked into some really healthy emotional responses that before 6, 7 years ago that I didn't have, right? That I wasn't doing when I would have these big waves of insecurity about my looks and my beauty and my body image, right? And when I'd look in the mirror and just feel disgusted and feel like no one's ever going to want me and like my, you know, and like that I'm, you know, just something gross to look at and all these things. And that what am I doing? You know, like, it's like it was so important, which, and that's the thing is like, to me, deep down inside, vanity isn't that important, right? On the regular. But like I said, this insecurity that comes from 1/3 of a lifetime lived, where what I received from the world was that skinny people weren't attractive, right? And that my skin tone wasn't attractive, right? And if I look back through a lot of my self-love work that I have like documented and written down and like how to do journaling and things like that, that comes up a lot for me, right? So that was that has been a huge thing through 1/3 of my life, where I received the message from the world that I wasn't beautiful, that I'm not enough, that I'm not lovable because of the way that I look, right? That I should feel insecure because what's hot is what everybody's talking about on all the songs, on all the music videos. Every commercial, every ad is for something for your rear end to be a million times the size that it should be, and that your breasts should be as equally as large, right? And that your waist should be the size of a little tiny teenager, right? Or a little tiny girl, an 8-year-old. And that is what's important for women in our world, in today's society, right? And so I've grown up with that message that is what is beautiful and that is what our body should look like. And if they don't, you're nothing. You're get out of here. The world doesn't want you, right? And so since I've grown up with that, like I said, it was like 1/3 of my life where, and my skin color, like I was too fair, too white, right? And so with all of that, like with all that hate towards specific body styles and types and skin tones, right? With all that hate that comes along that society does when they do that those loud speakers of this is what is great. And if you're not that, you're nothing. Then of course, right? I have it embedded in me. And just because I love myself on the regular doesn't mean those insecurities are just going to completely disappear. Yes, over time they get watered down with the more healthy habits that I participate in and the steps that I did take this last time, right? The more that I do those, the better and more diluted those experiences are probably going to be in the future. But it came up and it came up rearing its ugly head and it was really strong and it was really fierce and it felt like I was in the emotions of it, right? And I was so lost of like feeling so negative about my body and what I look like. And so when it came up, it was, like I said, it was a beautiful thing because I automatically went into self-love mode, okay, with my insecurities. And I'm going to talk about those steps with you, right? So like I said, so you can either take those on and use them yourself, or you can mold and change a few of the things. But just know that there's a route, right? That when your insecurities come up like that and you feel lost in them and you can feel the emotions of them, what are you doing? How are you reacting? So this is what ended up happening. And it was so amazing for me. So the first thing that I did when I started to feel that in the morning, I was like, oh my gosh, like I literally, like I felt like a teenager again, right? But the first thing I did was I accepted my insecurity, okay? And that's the very, very first thing that you have to do with any of your insecurities, no matter what it is pertaining to, okay? Because self-acceptance is a large part of loving yourself, right? Accepting yourself right where you are at in any moment is the first step of healing, is saying, this is where I am. It's not where I want to be, but this is where I am. This is the reality. This is how I'm feeling right now, right? Like, this is not good. It's not healthy, but this is what's going on. So you first have to accept it so that you can move into the places that you want to be, right? And so I said to myself, I'm feeling dissatisfied with my body today, my appearance, and I'm feeling really insecure, right? These are wounds and negative beliefs that I own from a lifetime of abuse by society, abusers that I was intimate with, right? People that told me I wasn't good enough, showed me with their actions that my looks weren't good enough for them, right? That kind of thing. But I owned it, right? And I accepted it. And I turned to myself and I said, this is where you're at in this moment. It's not good. It's not bad. I'm not shaming you, but this is where you're at, right? You got to wake up. You're here. Okay. Then number two, like the second thing that I did was I objectively looked into my life to check and to see for reasons of cause. Like, why all of a sudden did I just wake up and feel that so intensely? Like I said, right? And this can be really, really helpful because a lot of times in our lives, there can be someone or something that's in your life that is diminishing your health. So it could be like maybe you're watching a TV show, a reality TV show, and they have a lot of unhealthy things that are blasting into your brain, right? That you're not even cognitively thinking about, but it's hitting your subconscious and it's making you feel insecure, right? So doing those checks, right? Or it could be that you have a person in your life, right? That they always comment on what you're wearing, your body style. I remember that when I first started doing my self-love work, since we're talking about this whole beauty thing, I remember I never recognized until I started to get healthier and I started to learn that a lot of the people that I surrounded myself with would comment, make negative comments to me about my body on the regular, right? And I wasn't awake to it for one third of my life until I hit about 36, 37. And I started going on myself, well, I started going on my self-love journey before that, but like when I really got in the thick of doing like the work, right? Of like learning like things, right? And like I would go to people's houses and they would be like, oh my gosh, you're too skinny. No, don't lose any more weight. And it was right during my cancer treatments, right? As you can imagine, for someone to say that to you while you're going through cancer treatments and you're just trying to focus on rehabilitating back from like surgeries and like all that, like getting back into life, for someone to say that to you, like you got to think of what their mental health and like where they're coming from. And like, and what was funny is like, then when I did the research about my weight and stuff during that time, I realized that like society just expects everybody to be obese and overweight. Like that's what people are striving for. That's what I was striving for until I learned the proper healthy weight for my body. And the proper healthy weight for my body was actually where I was when people were saying that to me, when they're like, oh my God, you're too skinny. Don't get any skinnier. Gross. It's so nasty. Like, it's like, you have to recognize where your insecurities are coming from. Do you have people talking down to you like that, right? That are just unhealthy themselves, because a lot of the times they're jealous, right? They're jealous that they have to work at trying to lose weight when you, it's the opposite, right? Like that's in my example. But so taking that moment to really like scan what has been going on in your reality, right? And placing healthy boundaries, right? And pulling back your attention from people or things like TV shows or, you know, circumstances, right? That don't you allow you to be healthy and don't allow you to be healthy versions of yourself. So like if you, you know, have like maybe let's say a group of friends that always dress provocative. And so you know that you have to dress provocative when you are around them or it feels uncomfortable. But when you do, you feel uncomfortable yourself. You see what I'm saying? Like, just be on the lookout. Like, once your insecurity flames, like, review the last couple weeks and try to understand, like, what was I doing that was, like, really pushing on that area of my life or that belief system, right? The next thing that I did, number three, was I ramped up my positive self-talk and curbed negative self-talk. And I'm really good at this anyways right now, just because that's the way of my life these days, but not everybody is, right? And like I said, when I woke up and I felt that insecurity, when I looked in the mirror, what was going through my head, what was running through my conscious mind? Look at how skinny my legs are. Look how flat my butt is. Look how my hair is yellow. You know, it was like all the things were just like flooding in. And I was like, so when that happens, you have to recognize it and you have to say, no, we're not doing that. That's not who you are, right? No, I love myself. I love my body just the way it is, right? I love who I am. And you have to turn that around. So turning off that negative self-talk, turning it into a positive. So beginning to say things like, what, even if it just has to be affirmations at first, but saying things like, I'm a beautiful woman. I already know this to be true. I don't have to prove this to myself again and again and again, right? I don't need to be the judge of my physical form in my brain every time I look at the reflection of my, you know, self in the mirror. I don't have to prove anything to myself again and again. So if today that I feel a little off, then I don't need to like rediscover if I'm actually really pretty or not. Like, that's not a thing. And that's what I kept saying to myself. I'm like, just because I'm feeling negative right now doesn't mean that I have to prove that to myself or to the world, right? I don't have to do anything to know that I'm pretty. I know without a doubt I am beautiful. I'm a beautiful person aesthetically, but I'm also a beautiful person in my heart, which is way more important to me than what my aesthetics look like, right? But obviously we live in a world where that stuff, they make it seem so important. So I'm not going to lie to myself and pretend as if aesthetics don't mean anything. You know, like, we like feeling beautiful. We like looking at beautiful things, whatever your version of beautiful is, right? So making sure, like, you just curb that negative self-talk and start talking positively to yourself, having those positive self-parenting rolling in your brain. And that's what I was doing the whole entire day, okay? That all the way through until lunchtime, I was like, I just kept like, you know you're pretty, you know you're beautiful on the regular. Those thoughts about yourself are not real. They're not true. Then the next thing that kind of came on was that it reminded me, like, when I was doing that positive self-talk, was that I reminded myself, like, yeah, let's remind yourself. Like, let's, since you're so, like, focused on this and it's, like, really taken up a lot of your airtime in your brain, right, this morning, let's remind yourself of the truth right now. Right? You want to talk to that judge in your brain? Let's go ahead and do it. Right? Like, and you just kind of have to go, you have to do that with yourself. You have to self-parent. And that's what this work is doing. Right? So I have to remind myself of the truth and challenge my limiting beliefs. Right? So the aspects of my physical looks is like, this is what I was saying to myself is like, this is like the aspects of myself, right? Of my physical looks that I'm insecure about, are things that I've dealt with my whole entire life. It's nothing new, right? It's something that I've known about myself. I know I'm insecure about my skinny form, right? That I don't have a voluptuous body. I know that my skin tone, I prefer darker skin over my skin, right? Just because I grew up in a family, they were all dark skin. I was the only light skin. I was the lightest. I was the fairest of them all, right? And so since I know that about myself, I know that insecurity, right? Like, I know it's a thing. It's not something that I'm just waking up to today, right? Even though it felt like it. I rang through the truths and I said, I honestly can't do much Like, there's nothing that I can do to change the shape and the size of my body. Not very much, anyways. Because at this point in time, I'm the healthiest that I've ever been physically, mentally, and emotionally, but physically, because I was focused on my looks, right? I already eat a clean diet, right? I'm active daily. There is not much more room for improvement. And I mean, like, if there is, it's literally mild compared to what I'm already doing, right? Because I'm active 7 days a week. I probably solidly work out maybe 3 to 4 times a week, right? And so if I wanted to, like, let's say, because, you know, you can change physical form, right? Like, people can, you can go to the gym, you can pump iron, you can, like, really change your physique in big ways sometimes, right? But my body, right, the most that I would ever really be able to change it would not be far from what I'm already at, okay? There, it would be not that much difference. And I would have to literally be so dedicated to it. Like, it would have to be, like, I would have to, like, monitor all the proteins that I'm eating, and monitor, like, take, you know, expensive, you know, different supplements and things like that, that I'm not interested in altering my body in a, like, you know, in an unnatural way that way. I would have to be pumping iron, pumping my muscles, and getting my muscles to form in a certain way so that my lower half is larger than it currently is, right? And all of that would be, the cost of that would be that I would have to take time and energy away from all the things that I'm already doing, which is, I'm a single mom, I'm a parent, right? I'd have to steal time and place it towards my physique, right? To change that. And when I think about that, right? When I come to those truths and those beliefs of, like, I don't want to do that. That it's not my physical look does not matter that much to me. Yeah, it's great to feel good about your skin and feel good, right? But I am beautiful and I don't need to try to make myself into what society says is hot and sexy and beautiful and fit into that box like heck, just because, and take time away from my kids, take time away from my business, take time away from my home, just because society is saying that's what is worthy and that is what makes someone valuable as a woman. I don't want to do that because I don't believe in that. I believe that there are so many aspects of me. Being a good mom, being a loving friend, being an amazing person that you could meet at the grocery store and inspiring you in 5 minutes of conversation, right? Those things are important to me. My being able to, you know, enjoy my life in my body, those, that's important to me. The fact that I'm, like, almost 100% able-bodied, right? Those things are what's important to me, not just the health and the appearance of my body, right? Because, you know, the appearance and the health of my body are important to me, but not to the level where I'd want to shove all my focus and all my time. I wouldn't want to pay that cost. And so the reason why I explain all this to you, right? Because I want you to understand that sometimes we have to get, like, really head on and, like, really deep and really facing those beliefs. And that's why I went through that big explanation of, like, how my mind was working, right? And how I had to talk to myself. And I really thought about, like, since all that is true that I just explained, right? This is where my body lives. This is what I look like. This is the body that I was given when I was born, right? And since nothing needs to change really, truly, except my perspective, right? Because obviously I hold a belief that doesn't serve me and doesn't serve me feeling happy and confident in our world, right? Since that is the case, I just have to change my frame of mind, right? I have to block out society's loudspeaker that tells me I'm not good enough on the daily, right? I have to find ways to not listen to that voice from society. And that's, you know, through turning off music videos that only have women with large breasts and big butts, or turning off the radio or songs that talk about the woman's physique and how she is the best and the banging for having the biggest butt in the world. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that's unhealthy, and it's unhealthy for a reason, right? And so this is the thing, is like, even if I did fit into that box, right? It's not, those people aren't like winning, right? Against everyone else anyways. Like, it's not what makes us win in life. And like, those people are probably still even insecure about their butt because they probably have cellulite dimples, and they probably have like, and like it's all these things. Like, even like when I was going through my cancer treatments, one of my surgeons in the general surgery department was talking to me about, I was talking about going smaller breasted because I just wasn't interested in playing into that stereotypical big boobs thing anymore. Like, I had done that with my natural boobs, and I had cancer twice, and I was ready to go small breasted, right? And we had a conversation, and she, one of the surgeons, was like, yeah, you know, we have people come in all the time for butt lifts gone wrong, right? Like, they go down into to other countries and they get these cheap surgeries to modify their rear ends, because that's what society's telling them is hot and sexy, and they want to fit into that box. And then they get it, and it ruins their body, and they end up almost dying from infection because they, like, the poop and stuff gets in their bloodstream because they're not doing it. They're getting like a cheap surgery in other countries. But even if they're doing it in America, where they're actually getting like a really good surgeon and stuff, those people, it's just, then it's another thing and another thing and another thing. And they have to do face, you know, treatments, and they have to do, you know, they're just changing themselves all the time. And my thing is with the whole beauty aspect of it, because I'm going to go into what some of the top insecurities of our world are. And those are the main hitters, are all of our looks, right? And for not just women, but males as well, right? And that's the thing, is like, when you go and you try to cure your insecurity with fitting into that box that society says, it doesn't cure it. And you still feel insecure. Those people still don't feel satisfied. And it's just the next thing and the next thing that they have to like try to change about themselves. And instead, I just say, let's love ourselves, right? Let's love where you're at right now, no matter what it is. And obviously, if your physical physique is tied to unhealth, right? That's what I say, is like, let's try to get healthy, not only mentally, like with this podcast, but physically, right? Achieve that. But let's not try to change ourselves for the worst, which all that butt, this butt fad is for the worst, right? So that we can cure the insecurity, because that's not the route. That's not how it works. Okay. And we all know that cognitively. Like, I could say that and a lot of people would nod their heads and like, but then when you're actually in it yourself, like me the other day when I was in it, it felt so daunting and it felt so harsh and it felt so icky that I really truly, like, it was like I just wanted to run into the kitchen and just eat like five meals all at once, right? Because I'm like, God, I'm too skinny, right? Like, I just want to cure this. But that never cures it. It's never greener on the other side. And there's always going to be something. So if we do this work to heal and to cure the insecurity within ourselves, the belief that doesn't serve us, the lack of confidence, right? If we cure all that can cure, then we will be satisfied with wherever we're at any time. And obviously, I don't want people to be satisfied with being unhealthy. Like, if you're really like overweight, or like if you're really underweight, right? And your physical physique needs you to take care of it in a healthier way. Obviously, you know, being unsatisfied can be a motivator, right? To go towards health. But like, for my example, I'm already the healthiest that I've ever been. And there's not much room for improvement I mean, there is some room for improvement. I'm not saying I'm like the top of the top, but I'm just saying, like, for my body style, there's not much more that I could be doing, and at what cost, right? And so that's what I want to hone in on for people is, like, let's heal the source, okay? Then, and there was one more thing that I did after all that conversation with myself of, like, reminding myself of the truth and reminding myself that I'm beautiful, even though I'm skinny, even though I'm really fair, right? Then I tapped into my self-love staples, okay? And if you haven't heard of self-love staples, I have an episode podcast on what that is. But essentially, it's the things that I go to, the things that I run to, and that I do. And, like, so when I am in, like, low frequency energy about, like, an insecurity or something, right? Or if I'm not in an environment where it's easy to love myself, I can tap into these things that I do on the regular that I know make me feel good, that I know hold up my foundation of loving myself, right? And so that day, those things for me were, I did mirror work. Mirror work is super duper healthy, super duper an amazing tool. Like, it has changed my life. I did mirror work because I was like, oh, feeling insecure about my body. Let me get in the front of the mirror. Let me just get in front of the mirror and look into my reflection and send it love and positivity and enjoy what I'm seeing. No matter what I'm seeing, I want to enjoy it. Okay. And that's what I did. And then I gave myself a little extra time to get ready and put on a really nice outfit and so that I could just forget about it for the rest of the day. So I didn't have to focus so much energy on it and just be like, you know what? I did my best. And here I am. And I really did feel pretty. And it was something that I could literally just release because I was like, I just gave myself, like, I wasn't in my pajamas with my bedhead anymore, right? Working on the computer. I actually got ready and, like, put on a nice outfit and it felt really good. It felt good to be ready for the day, you know? And then I worked out because I know that definitely when you have, like, stress and cortisone and things like that, moving your body helps release positive hormones, helped me, you know, get that energy out. So I worked out that day. I also tipped the scales of negative feelings with positive things. And this is one thing that I think I'm going to do a podcast episode about. And it's when I experience something that doesn't feel good, right? Especially if it's like really hits home and I feel like dramatic emotions about it or dramatic feelings, right, about something. Or if I have a traumatic event, like if I have a negative night at work or something like that, I try to counteract that and balance things out with having a positive experience. So I cultivate positive experiences. So I did something that I really liked. Like, I went out in nature and that's how I worked out, is I worked out in nature because I love being in nature. I took out my lunch to, I worked out and then I had my lunch outside and it was just really, it was like kind of like a treat, right? So it was like giving myself, rewarding myself for doing that work, you know, and like just reminding myself, like, see, like you had a negative morning, but you get to consciously turn that around, right? So that's what I did. And like I said, everybody's going to have their own route of success for healing and curing your own insecurities with you, right? Because they're all going to be unique to you. But one thing that I thought I would share with you guys is the top five insecurities. And I did put them into categories for men and women. I tried to do a non-gender insecurities list, but I'm going to tell you that my research it came up empty-handed because it wanted to talk about things that weren't related to like their insecurities. It was like, it was more their insecurities around being non-gendered. So maybe in the future I'll be able to do something like that. My heart was there. I wanted to, because I think that there's another group of people and humans that they don't want to associate with one or the other. And so I really wanted to give tribute there, but it didn't work out. So we're just going to go with the men's top five insecurities and the women's top five insecurities. And kind of, it's cool to see them side by side and compare them, but it's also really good just to understand what everybody's dealing with, right? So let's start with the men's insecurities. So their top five were in this order: body image, right? So they talk a lot about their muscles and how having a fit body with like big muscles, if they don't have that, they feel insecure. Because I think society promotes that. Like, obviously, I'm a female and I'm a woman, right? And I see things from the lens of, you know, like knowing that a lot of stuff comes from for me in my beauty sector, but I don't know what men are hearing that they need to be in the world. And so this was a really cool list. It was an eye opener, right? So body image, their muscles, all that kind of stuff. Then the next one was hair, which makes sense. Like when you, you know, get bald or when you lose your hair, it was like that youthfulness standard belief that we hold. We don't hold it just for women. We also hold it for men. And we attribute that a lot to their hair. So if they have a whole head of hair, that's like, they feel more masculine and they feel secure about themselves. But when they don't have that, it seems to be something that a lot of people really struggle with. And it's an insecurity for themselves because it's, in society, the loudspeaker says you must have, right, muscles, the full head of hair. Another one that is the very next one is those heights. So they want people to, you know, like the society tells us that men should be tall, right? But if you don't fit into that category, it's like feeling bad about yourself, right? And that alpha stigma, like feeling like you're like we have to be on top of each other, and that since you're not, your height isn't, you know, to where you want it to be, you don't have, you're not the alpha, right? And I really feel like that complex happens with a lot of males in our society. Number four for them was sexual ability, which surprised me. I mean, I guess it makes sense, right? But it surprised me that it would be one of the top five. And they really, men take that seriously, like pleasing women and or other men. But yeah, their sexual ability and like the shape of their, like they talked about, a lot of the articles were talking about like the shape of their penis is really a big thing for them, like, or the size, you know, like how we've had that in so much music and entertainment where people talking about the size of people's penises. And yeah, it's we do that a lot more with men. We do it with women in unhealthy ways as well, but there's a lot of men that they feel like they have to be sexually adequate, right? Whatever that means for them. And if not, they're insecure about it. So then the last one was income. So your status, like your income level. And I think a lot of people play into this one where, and I don't think it's just men, but I think men do it more than women. Yeah, and it's like, you got to have like the nicest status symbol car. You got to have all the brands. And like, yeah, if you listen to like rap music, that's what they're talking about is like all of their brands and all the women with their big butts. And it's like, you know, it's unhealthy. So that's what the top five insecurities for males. For women, it's so their beauty, so like body image, right? Which is the same thing for me as like, or not for me, the same thing for men. Both had to be with body image and beauty, right? Like obviously women, it goes into a little bit different sector, I think, because males, nobody's really judging them on like their face, right? They're more judging them on the shape of their body. And women, it's not just their body shape. They're being judged on like their hair, their face, like everything that goes into their beauty, right? The next one, which is funny because it's the same thing, but it's a little bit different, which is our appearance. And this, again, happens to be like how, you know, how our culture is like a vanity culture, but also like that youthfulness standard of belief where like women are not allowed to age. So like, how do you appear? Do you appear to be younger than your age? Do you appear to be fit? And do you appear to be put together? Do you appear to be, you know, like all those things? What is your appearance like, right? So their appearance is one of their biggest insecurities, and I feel it. I feel that for myself, right? The next one, the third one, is relationships. So insecurity in being in relationships, like, do people like me? Do people want me? Do people, and again, as a woman, I would say yes, that is something that's a stress and an insecurity, especially after being in abusive relationships, right? And then the next one is their intellectual ability. So how smart they are, how they compare to other people intellectually. That's an insecurity for women. And then the next one is, it was kind of like a toss up between like income and achievement. And so there was more achievement. It was more, more of the lists that I came across were in that zone of achievement rather than like income. So yeah, like if they have college degrees, if they have a certain amount of money per month, they make it, you know, their household makes a certain amount of money per month, all like their status symbol cars, like all that kind of stuff. So their achievements, like what they've done, how many kids they have, like all that kind of stuff. Like if they, like they want to be above the rest. Like that's, we do that in our culture as we compare ourselves, right? And then when I went through all of the articles that I read, there was like some ways to overcome, and it was primarily really similar to mine, but I wanted to give you what I found and I compiled from all of the research that I found. And so how the great internet describes us as curing our insecurities within ourselves, here were the things that they said that you had to do. Number one thing is that you can't care what other people think. When you care what other people think, and this is so true, when you love yourself, you know you can't do this, right? You play into what other people want you to be, and you aren't true to you, which creates insecurities naturally because you're putting energy towards something that you aren't aligning really with in your heart and your mind, right? And so not caring what other people think. The next one was don't compare yourself to others, which we know across the board that when you're comparing yourself to others, you're going to have a lack of confidence, right? Which is the epitome of insecurities, right? Like the way to get around insecurities is to be confident in yourself, right? And that's what we're doing when we're taking these steps, right? We're building love, and part of that love is confidence, right? We're loving ourselves through being honest with ourselves and being forthright and truthful and respectful of ourselves. And part of that is being confident in who we actually are and who we came here to be, right? The next one was positive self-talk, which I did in my steps as well. Self-acceptance, and accepting your insecurity itself, right? Accepting exactly who you are, how you show up, all that good stuff. The next one was standing up for yourself and what you believe in. So really being true to your morals and values and living by that was like the gist of it. And then next, being authentic. So being real and being true to who you are, to your, I always say, like, I take it more a step further, like to who your soul really is, right? Like you can feel that. You can feel it in who you really are, not just in this earth plane, but as a soul, and really living to that, right? Positive self-care was the next one in the areas surrounding your insecurity. So kind of like what I did, where I was like, I did mirror work, and I got ready that morning and just took some extra time to love on myself in that way of like, let's feel fresh today, you know, let's feel good about yourself today. And then holding positive relationships was the next one and the very last one. And it was like, if you have negative people around you that are trying to bring you down or that drain your energy, they can be draining your confidence, right? So, and like I said, it can be even things that are not people, right? It can be like just things that are in your world, right? That like TV shows, entertainment. If you're finding yourself to be insecure when you're, you know, having those in your experience, know that they might be something you need to eliminate. All right. I wanted to leave you with a quote, and it says, "The actions of confidence come first, and the feelings of confidence come later." And I thought that that was really beautiful and important, because oftentimes we just have to start, like I said, like when I did those things, I didn't feel confident in the beginning of those steps that I took that day, right? But by the end of the day, I felt my confidence and I felt better. And I didn't feel like I was in that negative, insecure energy anymore. And so it took me to taking the steps to do what I needed to do to be confident. And then once I did them, then I felt the confidence come later. So if you are feeling insecure about anything, right? No matter if it's your body, if it's your money, if it's your relationships, take the healthy steps, do the things that you need to love yourself and be healthy for you. And then your confidence will come and grow from that, from taking those healthy steps. Okay. Well, I hope that helped you today. And I hope that you feel confident in your life and that you overcome your insecurities. All right. Don't forget, love yourself. Bye.